Hi there, thank you for joining us again. This is one of my favorite sleep facts to share with families because we get so many phone calls and emails every year from parents of 4-month-old babies or 5-month-old babies in total distress because they feel as though their child is experiencing the 4-month sleep regression and their child who was sleeping well overnight is suddenly waking every 2 hours or even every hour and they're at a loss as to how to get their good sleeper back. There is no such thing as a 4-month sleep regression. It's actually a leap forward. So really what these parents are experiencing is a change that all babies go through around 4 months of age. So while many families refer to it as a 4-month sleep regression, it is actually a sign that their child is growing and maturing and making an exciting leap forward. A sleep regression is defined as a cognitive, physical, and/or emotional development that disrupts a child's normal sleep pattern. And a child younger than 4 months actually has not developed any sleep patterns, so it's not even possible for a regression to have taken place. So up until that 4-month mark, a baby's daily needs are really pretty random. They sleep when they want to, and they eat when they need to eat. But now at that 4-month mark, a baby's body is suddenly developing biological rhythms that tell him or her when he needs to be sleeping. So typically for the first 4 months, we should be going by awake time, not by a time on the clock, because a baby does not have a developed biological clock. At 4 months, once their biological clock is beginning to develop, everything about sleep and the way we approach it changes. Parents will refer to 6-month sleep regression, 7-month sleep regression, 8-month sleep regression, you name it, and I've heard it. I think a lot of times when we feel as though sleep isn't going well, a friend or family member can relate and say, "Oh yeah, my son or daughter also went through a regression at that point. It's the 7-month sleep regression," or fill in the blank, 8-month sleep regression. But again, there is no such thing as a 4-month sleep regression. More often than not, what families are referring to as sleep regressions are really just because of overtiredness or schedule not being correct. There's usually a reason, and it's usually not a regression. So, coming back to what happens at that 4-month mark, it is not a regression. It's just that your child's body is maturing and developing biological rhythms. So, we all have internal clocks. We call them circadian rhythms, and they are genetically controlled. So, these biological clocks have evolved from daytime light and nighttime dark cues. These biological rhythms make us feel drowsy at certain times, and sleeping in sync with them will produce the most restorative and best quality sleep possible. So, as we age, these times shift. Up until that 4-month mark, the baby's brain was too immature to sync with this internal clock. And so, for this reason, his or her body had an easy time sleeping anywhere and at any time. Once a baby's brain has started to mature at that 4-month mark, he or she is in need of a schedule that works with these rhythms, including a bedtime that fits and allows him or her to be asleep for the night before becoming overtired. And this is something, if you've already listened to our previous podcast, you're familiar with. We've talked about a flexible bedtime and the need to ensure that your child is going into the night in a well-rested state. So at 4 months, all families really need to do is ensure that their child's schedule is now based on their circadian rhythms and no longer based on awake time. So what is the correct schedule for a 4-month-old? So typically we recommend that a schedule for a 4-month-old looks somewhat like this. We have to keep in mind that at 4 months, their biological clocks are just developing. So naps are going to take a few weeks to evolve, and it's not going to be perfect right off the bat. So we recommend that the first nap starts between 8 and 9 a.m. We're going to start offering this nap on the earlier end of that window, so closer to 8 a.m. Especially if your child is an early riser, you're going to go with a nap that begins closer to 8 a.m. rather than 9 a.m. And then over the course of the next few weeks, as your child's body adjusts to napping at set times, you may fall closer to that 9 a.m. time. It is okay in the beginning to be a bit flexible with the timing of this nap to help your child's body adjust. Again, over the course of several weeks, you want to fall somewhere closer to 8:30 to 9 a.m. Then the second nap should start sometime between 12 and 1 p.m. And again, allowing flexibility is okay initially. Your child may not be able to make it all the way to 12 o'clock if they took a really short first nap, which would mean a nap that's shorter than an hour. And it's okay to offer that nap a little bit earlier, knowing that over the course of the next few weeks, as your child's body adjusts, you're going to move that nap. So it's starting closer to 12:30 p.m. And then that third nap that a four-month-old still is in need of, they should be on a three-nap-a-day schedule. That third nap should start about 90 minutes after he or she wakes from their second nap. So nap one and two will be based on the time on the clock, while still kind of watching your child's sleep cues initially, knowing that it's going to take them a few weeks to adjust to very set times. That first nap is mentally restorative, that second nap is physically restorative, and they do need to happen at set times. That third nap is going to continue to be based on awake time. So if you were basing your child's naps on awake time for the first 4 months, that was the correct thing to do. With our third nap, that's what we want to continue to do for as long as your child takes a third nap. So that third nap should start about 90 minutes after your child wakes from their second nap. So if, for instance, your child naps from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m., that means they need to be fast asleep again by 3 p.m. for their third nap. Again, as naps are just starting to develop, you're going to have to watch your baby for his sleepy cues and get him down within those windows, 8 to 9 a.m. and 12 to 1 p.m. But remember, at 4 months old, your baby's circadian rhythms are just starting to develop. They'll continue to evolve over the next few weeks, and therefore you'll see some inconsistency with napping, and that's really normal. Some days will be great and others will be all over the place. You need to be consistent with your approach and put your baby down for his naps in these biologically age-appropriate windows while not allowing him to become overtired. So it's kind of a balancing act for a few weeks as he or she adjusts. Having your child on a schedule where he is sleeping during his biological sleep waves will allow him to achieve his best quality sleep. However, he still is in need of learning self-soothing skills as well, so that if and when he wakes prematurely from a nap, which would be less than an hour, he or she knows how to get back to sleep on their own. So if you haven't started working on self-soothing skills at this point, it's also very age appropriate to begin teaching your child to self-soothe. Bedtime should roll right into the schedule and be about 90 minutes after your baby wakes up from his third nap. So if in the instance we just discussed, your child were to nap from 12:30 to 1:30 and then take their third nap at 3 p.m., if they were to wake up from their third nap at 4 p.m., then yes, bedtime needs to be 90 minutes later or 5:30 p.m. So it's a common misconception that putting your child to bed this early will cause them to wake up early. This is not true. An early bedtime that occurs before a baby can become overtired actually allows them to sleep longer and later into the morning. So it is very common for babies at this age to start sleeping 12 to 13 hours a night. They may, in fact, still need a night feeding, and that's okay, but they're very capable of sleeping 12 to 13 hours a night if they get to bed early enough. So this change can be frustrating because it may feel as though it's caused your baby's sleep to seemingly take a step back, but it's a necessary step to getting your child on a consistent schedule, and it's necessary to allowing him to learn to be a great independent sleeper and get the restorative sleep that his growing body needs. So it is a bit of an adjustment, but it's well worth it because it means that your child can get the necessary sleep they need at the right time, which means quality sleep. So again, there's no such thing as a 4 month sleep regression. So really all you need to do is adjust your child's schedule and you should have your great sleeper back in no time at all. So I hope that helps. We have articles about this on our website at wellrestedbaby.com. We have articles specifically about the 4 month sleep regression and other great tools as well. If you're ready to sleep train at the 4 month mark and you're looking for assistance, that's what we're here for. We're a team of four consultants, all of whom are moms ourselves. So we have been through it. We know what you're going through, and we support families as they're learning to sleep train or as they're learning how to implement a biologically appropriate schedule. So please reach out to us at wellrestedbaby.com if you need further assistance, and good luck transitioning your little one onto a new set schedule. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.